Okay, Rabosai. The Pasuk brings, talks about the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, the first Korban Pesach. And Rashi in the Pasuk, Hayocham Shmeres, should be to you for a special, you should watch it carefully. They're talking on the 10th day of Nisan. There are 4 days of Mishmeres, Adar Bar Seyom HaKadosh Hazeh. Then Yishech Tebein Arbayim on the 14th day. Rashi has the Rashi Zel Shem Bikur, Shetom Bikur Mum Arba Yom Kodim Shechita. Says Rashi Sakashim, they ma hikdim chikaso, v'shechitas v'arba yomim. Why did Hashem make it that? Why did Hashem command that Klai Yisrael should take the Seh 4 days earlier before the Shechita? Ma shirotzi v'keim Pesach Darus, which was not necessary, which was not the commandment, which was not the mitzvah, by all the rest of the Pesachim, right? There were many Pesachim afterwards. And the basic mitzvah did not necessitate, did not require to go ahead and take preparation, prepare for it, and analyze, look at it, and watch it carefully for 4 days. What's unique about this Korban Pesach, the first one? What was so special, which required, demanded 4 days early? It says, Rashi, Hayra Masya ben Chorosh Omer, Rehu Omer, Ve'evrelech, Ve'erech, Ve'ata Eis Dodim. Right, a special time, I don't want to take you out from Mitzrayim. He gives shvuah and shbati Avram shegolas banav. Right, it came the time that I have to fulfill the shvuah which I promised Avram. Now I will go ahead and redeem his sons. Or yibiyadam mitzvos. It was one promise. Hashem had a little dilemma. He made a promise. He'll go and take Chai Yisrael out, but it has to be. I guess it has to be complete. It has to be total. It has to be. They have to be somewhat roy for it. It can't be just Tom. I'll take him out. So Hashem says, but there's no mitzvahs here. They're lacking in mitzvahs. They weren't zochi yet. They have to have their own. It seems they have to have their own. Also, their type, their own zchusim, and there were mitzvos. There were no mitzvos for them to be sasik. So how's he going to take them out? Never about Aaron v'Aria. Menoschem shtei mitzvos. So therefore, Hashem provided, made up at that time. I'll give them two special mitzvos through which they'll be zochi to go ahead and have to go out of Mitzrayim. Mitzvos dam the dam Pesach v'dam Mila. Two dams, the dam of Pesach, the dam of Mila, Shemorah b'Osal Raila. That night they were Nemo, they had a bris milas, they were zochet. That was one mitzvah. Shemar misposes b'damayech. They were bloody from the Mila. B'shnei domim b'omer gam es b'dam brischa sholachti asirayech mibor ein mayim bo. Okay, another pasuk. So that's the first thing. So Hashem said, listen, I have to give a special mitzvah of Korban Pesach, of Korban Pesach and of Korban of the Dam Mila. So Hashem made those two mitzvahs at that time. They should be zochah. So that's why it was a big emphasis, and this was the schus, and therefore I guess it required a bigger than normal mitzvah, not just the actual mitzvah of Dam Pesach, but also Chori means even 4 days before, prepare for it. It should be a tremendous mitzvah, got a schus, I guess, and therefore that's why he told them. Number one, the Omer, Ulafi. Says Rashi, a second, I think this is Chum says, a second shot in the Pam Shah, Rafi Shahayu, Shtufim Bishalirim. Reason number two, why he gave them the mitzvah of these 4 days for the Korban Pesach, Rafi Shahayu, Shtufim Bishalirim. Because they were involved, they were indulged in Alirim in Avodah Zarah, in the Goyish idols. Amr Lahem, Hashem said, listen, I can't take you out. You know, the first reason was because they were needed more schusim. The second reason is because I can't. You know, you're full of mamish, the mitzvah of Zara. I can't. It's just like just the opposite. The big category, I guess. It's negative. I can't go ahead and take you out if you're involved in the Zara. You know, how can I be your God and take you out if you're so mushchasim and shtufim and involved in aligam? Omer lehem, therefore Hashem said to them, mishchu, l'chu achem tzon, mishchu dechem me'aligam, go to pull away, you moshach your hands from aligam. Therefore Hashem said, I have to give them a Korban Pesach now. They should be zochah because of that. That's part of the process of removing yourself from Aligam. And the question, the obvious question is, I think Rosh Yeshiva asked the question, it's very nice, you have to go ahead and get rid of Avodah Zarah. That's very nice, that's appropriate. But why do you require the second half? There's two issues over here. There's two parts of the command. Mishchu yideichem Aligam, take yourselves away from the, draw yourself away from Aligam, and take a Tom Shal Mitzvah. Right, the first terrace held because it's a special mitzvah. They require two mitzvahs or two dams. Therefore, the dam Korban Pesach, dam and dam bris mila. Fine, so you require the mitzvah you can get. Over here, the problem was not because they were lacking in mitzvahs. Rather, the problem was because they were involved in avodah zarah. So just stop doing avodah zarah. make an abrupt face, you know, stop smoking, and you won't have the problem anymore, right? So go ahead and just stop and be Moshe from Avodah Zarah. Why do you have to go? Why is that necessary? Also, to go ahead and be involved in a mitzvah. How's that? What does that have to do with Avodah Zarah? So the Chor Pshat seems to be because and this is, I guess, Chochmas HaMusar and Eisa Tova in all areas, that it's not enough if someone wants to change a midah or an action, a hanhaka, which he's so used to, it's ingrained within him, it's involved, he's involved in a certain hanhaka, whatever, we'll give examples later, but in this case, a person is over Avodah Zarah. So he says, okay, I'm going to stop. No cold turkey, no more Avodah Zarah from that one, and I'll keep it, I'll never do it anymore, never. Maybe he can be trusted for that. But Pshat Rabbeinu says it's too hard to uproot the hargosha, the feeling, the attachment to it. Maybe it's too hard to even keep. It's unclear exactly why. But it doesn't work for both. So you need more chizuk. It means you have to do something to counteract it. You have to also go ahead and show through a maisa, through anhugas, through maisim, that indicate to yourself, that implant, ingrain within you, a negativity towards the previous action. But Marshall, let's say a person is a very, very selfish person. Very selfish person. I don't do chesed for anybody. Okay? Like I said, no, from now on, I'm not going to be selfish. If someone comes and asks me, I'll do whatever, you know. That's not enough for both sides. You can't just change around and manipulate your midos to change them to the other extreme. You have to do something positive to make it, to ingrain it within you. So Kai Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu felt that Kai Yisrael had to go ahead and not just stop doing Avodah Zarah, to actually uproot the midah and the feeling, the hargosh and the connection, the love, whatever it might be, the connection of Avodah Zarah has to be, Hashem says, do a mitzvah which is a service to me. So you're not just stopping from doing something else, you're going ahead and doing something positive, which indicates to yourself and to your meisim, that I'm not into Avodah Zarah because I'm involved in something else. That those positive meisim are so crucial. That's what we call Rabbi Yisrael. That's an example. Chinuch HaMusar. Chinuch HaMusar is the third category of Musar. There's Chochmas HaMusar. There's Musar B'Spayelus and Chinuch HaMusar, which means ingrained through positive action something. So here it's super necessary because even though they're stopping from doing the Avodah Zarah, you know, Lamashal, let's say a person, a better example, let's say a person, you know, he has somebody doesn't get along with him so well. Doesn't like him so well. He makes fun of him. He does negative things to him. He calls him names. He abuses him. He jokes around with him in a bad way. He makes fun of him. Okay, so I'm going to stop and do tshuva. I'll stop making fun of him. I will not do anything bad to him at all. That's not sufficient, both say. It's probably not going to work, okay, because it's too hard to change a midah. So hard. It takes a lifetime to change a midah. So a male person has to go ahead and do something to counteract it, to show himself that I know I don't not like him. I have nothing negative against him. Chas v'shalom. When I love the person, so actively go do chesed for him, help him out, do something positive, praise him, say something nice to him. Don't just, okay, I'm not going to say anything bad to him, which is very good also. It's a big madrega, there's no question about it, but the real way to change a midah is to counteract it through a positive action going the flips on the other side. Probably applies to a lot of different things. Maybe it applies to Nani Kedusha, maybe Tara, you know, a person involved in inappropriate behaviors, you have to counteract it, not just by stop. You can't just stop. It's part of you. It's a part of the person. He has to do something connected to that, which shows himself, I'm involved in more holy things, more Kedusha Dika things, involved in more mitzvahs over here in this situation. Not what is there, but yes, mitzvahs, yes, service to Hashem. Well, this is very crucial just to keep in mind. It's in terms of the kochos, in terms of our life's goal is to perfect ourselves, to become bigger over the Hashem. So we have to sur meira, you have to have aseh tov, not just do mitzvahs tam because we want to do mitzvahs. That's avad, that's true also. But the aseh tov is necessary for the sur meira. That's the side over here. So the problem which had to be taken care of was their involvement in Avodah Zarah. They could have just stopped it. If that can do the job of taking yourself away from Avodah Zarah, that would be sufficient. They didn't require mitzvahs. That's the first shot. Second shot says, but you have to just take yourself away from Avodah Zarah. To do that, you have to do something positive to teach yourself, and your hanhoga should be just the opposite of what I was doing before. In the Medrash Rabbah Bosai, a couple of psukim later, talks about the actual mitzvah, where it talks about the psukim later, same idea. It says, Davar Acher, right? Os Dalar in the Medrash Rabbah, Perik Tes Zayin, Parshas Bo, Os Dalar, Davar Acher, Mishchu Kachul Chem Son, right? Go and go pull and take yourself its own. Hadu d'ksiv peles u'mosnei mishpat Hashem. That basically means that Hashem is medaktik. He's very careful at dishing out, whether it's punishment, whether it's schar, whatever it might be. It's on a scale. It's a very exact and fitting scale. not just the happenstance that Hashem throws that schar and punishment. No, it's very accurate and weighty and precise, mishpat Hashem does. Chemotzinu, Moshe Ushmuel, Shavim Kiachas. We know, right, the Medrash brings an example of this. What's an example of Hashem being precise and exact? Chemotzinu, Moshe Ushmuel, Shavim Kiachas. They were both equal. They're both great people. They're both on the same scale, same level. And of course, they deserve the same amount of schar, the same amount of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnemar, Moshe, Aaron, B'chono, B'shmuel, B'kori, Shemo. They're on the same level. But look at the difference. Bo ra'eh, kama bein Moshe l'Shmuel. Come and see what's the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Shmuel. What was there? How was there a difference in a reaction from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way Hashem treated them? Moshe yonichnas v'boyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe used to come, enter and go, I guess, the Olam Moed. He used to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yishmoa Hadibur. He used to go. He wanted to learn Torah. He wanted to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shaila, whatever it might be. What's the loch in a certain case of coming to davening on time, whatever it might be, learning at the Seder, right? Asking Hashkof Shalos, right? So he came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shmoa Hadibur. Eitzel Shmoa, by Shmoa, it's a little contrast. Eitzel Shmoa, Haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him. Shenemar, Vayevo Hashem, Yis Yatsev. Lama Kach, why? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'din V'Stoka, Ani Ba Ima Adam. I'm very exacting, in Din V'Stoka, I come to a person. Din and Stoka, what he's deserving, what he's worth, I come to him. How is that? Moshe Yoshev, Umisha Yalo Din, Bo Esro. Moshe used to sat in his chair, in his courtroom, so to speak. And whoever had a shayla, whoever had a din Torah, used to come to him. Venidon was judged. Nemar, Yeshem Moshe, Lishpotas Am. Moshe sat and judged the nation. Avol Shmuel, but Shmuel was different. He had a different modus operandi. What was that? Haya Toreach b'chol Medino Medina. He used to trouble himself in all the different countries, different states, different areas, different neighborhoods. V'shofei kadei shlo yistaru lavo etzro. He used to judge that people, so people shouldn't have to mistar that can come to him. He used to go to every single community, to all the Kai Yisrael, I guess, Minsk, Ganser Yisrael, whatever. The Holach, Midei, Shana, B'shana. Omar Kodesh Baruch saw this difference. Kodesh Baruch says like this, Moshe shayi yoshev mokom echad radun es Yisrael. Moshe sat in one place to judge Kai Yisrael. Yavu etzri ra'ol moit, Shmo Hadibur. So therefore, Hashem says, Moshe Beinu, because your custom was, because your modus operandi was, you used to go in and sit in one place, and Kai Yisrael had to be matria to come to you, so you come to me also. Mida k'neged mida, right? So come to me. You have shailos, come to the Olam Moed, l'shmo Hadibur. Avu Shmuel shahorach, but Shmuel, who went, Eisel Yisrael bar Yoros, he went to all the different cities, v'don osam, who wasn't matriach then, and yehoich umadabrimo, I will go to him and speak to him, l'kayim hashnemar, Peles Mosne Mishpat Hashem. Very exact. And there's a weird like a Midah Kenegan Midah type thing. That because Shmuel was not Matriach Kal Yisrael to go and seek the judgment, seek the Dvar Halacha, Dvar Kodesh Baruch from Hashem, the people. So therefore Hashem came to him also. But Moshe Rabbeinu, because of the fact that the Kal Yisrael was troubled and bothered to come to him, so because of that, HaKadosh Baruch said, I'm going to go ahead and have Moshe come to me also. So Rosh Yeshiva said, Rabbi, say, it's not pshat that is punishment over here. Chas v'shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu was not negligent, he wasn't lazy, he was b'chol beisi nemanhu, he went ahead and I think it was Yisro said, Novel Tibo, you're working too hard for Kai Yisro, you're running around too much. There was no tviya, it's not mashu, there's any tviya or tain or punishment. That because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go, he should have gone. No, he's working day and night. Mechena Mesifrecha, right? He said, erase me from your Sefer. He was in Musr. He was totally involved and committed to Kai Yisrael. His whole life was serving and living for Kai Yisrael. There was no chisern. There's no indication of any chisern. How come he didn't do it? It's a tain against the guy. But Pshat is, Lemaisa, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works, there's such thing as Midah connected to Midah. And certain things give you a certain schusim, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing with you in a certain way, even though maybe, someone else might be a little better than you are, might be a bigger tzaddik in some ways, or who knows, I don't know how these things work exactly. But there's something special about if you do a certain thing, Hashem feels, I owe you. I have to treat you in the same manner as you treated someone else. That's a power of Midah k'neged Midah. So Moshe Rabbeinu, with all his schusim and his whole life being Masr for Kal Yisrael, but because of this aspect, because, he didn't go to the Kai Yisrael. They came to him. Hashem says, I'm not going to mechabed you in that way. I'm not going to give you the, it was tremendous chus. I mean, I wouldn't mind if Hashem comes to me every day and says, here, Rabbi Naaman, here's the sugi over here, and the Tosis, and the Mishnah Berurah, whatever it might be, and the Musa Sefer. No, that's a tremendous chus that Shmuel HaNavi had. But he got it. Why? Why was he zocha to it? Because he went and he did a certain, I guess he called Maisa Chesed. He did a Maisa Chesed for Kal Yisrael. He went to them. He wasn't Matriach them. Moshe Rabbeinu had no time. He couldn't do it. He was busy all day long answering their questions. He was busy all day long talking to Hashem, asking for Mechila for Kal Yisrael. Whatever it was he was doing, everything for Kal Yisrael, his whole life was Musar and given over to Kal Yisrael. But the bottom line, he didn't have that the aspect of the chesed, which he had done, and he tried to minimize the tircha, which Kal Yisrael, he didn't have that chesed. Shmuel had it. Therefore, Shmuel was zochet to go ahead and have a special, you know, payment. The payback was that Hashem comes to him. Just together, Rabbi, a little eitzah tova, what it means, a maisa mitzvah, a maisa chesed, whatever the maisa might be. Sometimes, if a person wants, he wants to go ahead, Hashem, he says, Hashem, give me parnasa, right? What do? See, daven all day long for parnasa. That's the right thing to do, and nothing against it on both sides. But there's something else that can help out. Chazal talk about it, go ahead and do care for someone else's parnasa, daven his parnasa. Give him parnasa, give him a little stock to help him out. If Hashem sees you help him out, Mida says, I'm going to help you out. You go ahead and sap the tircha and cause him lack of tircha, I'll cause you lack of tircha. We're a fool guy never gets sick. So you want to have to do it on both sides. Besides daven for a full shlema, you help someone else who's sick, right? You're as hard, you can't figure out pshat in the shir, you help someone else pshat in the shir. That's the power both of me that can be. It's not necessarily totally on how great you are necessarily. Moshe Rabbeinu was just as great, if not greater than Shmuel. Pshat with the pshat means exactly. They were both shokel. But for sure he wasn't less, and there was no tain against him. But the bottom line is on both sides. We need the midah, the chesed Hashem, which Hashem gives us if we do chesed for someone else. The Refuah Shleim, whatever it might be, and all fronts are both such an ace, a powerful ace of Tova, which we see. That's the Chazal saying over here. Hashem is very exacting. Peles umozne mishpat Hashem. It's exact and it's fitting for him, because if you do, I do. If you don't do, I don't do.